This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, thank you. Tonight, big survey about sleep and money, and I don't know if you're going to believe any of it. Plus, fallout on the Rachel Maddow thing. Gina Loudon's in the ladies' lounge. What a show, man. Are we set to have a good time tonight? It's Kevin McCullough, and we couldn't be happier than to have you with us, as always, live from our New York studios where we... Hey, look at that. Look at those blinking green lights back there. Where'd those come from? Hey, Nick, go back to the green lights. Try to find the green lights. I just wanted to say thank you for the green lights because our good friends over at the Park West Tavern in good old Ridgewood, New Jersey, sent them my way yesterday. They were just little gifts for the St. Patty's Day. You may be noticing tonight, if you're watching us on Biz Television, that I'm going to be doing a lot more of this. The reason I'm going to be doing this, and for those of you watching by way of radio, you see what I did there, right? Because it's right. Never mind. The reason I have to do this is because for the last, 2 years, I have been wearing glasses. And for some reason, tonight, I walked out of the house without them. So the monitor that is right next to our camera on camera one, main first level monitor. In fact, Nick, show him. Use camera two. You can show this. It can't be more than, I don't know, maybe 6 feet from me to there. So that's the monitor. And then I'm here. And this I cannot see what's on that monitor. That's how bad it is tonight. So if you're watching on TV tonight and you see me squinting a lot, you're like, what's that bald cue ball on TV? Why is he squinting so much? You'll know why. Anyway, going to have a great time. Hope you're ready for a big 2 hours. Did I mention the fact that when we decided to bring in the ladies' lounge, that Dr. Gina Loudon was one of the first ones to jump on board, and she's a regular at Fox News, and she was on Wife Swap and a whole bunch of other stuff. Gina Loudon in the house tonight. She's going to be with us. That's going to be a good time. And then a lot of the rest of it, we're just going to make fun of other people. How about that? Can we make fun of some people? Just good use of the airwaves. Like Donna Brazile, for example. Just take Donna Brazile, for example. Now, this is a woman who did not earn her spot at the Democratic National Committee last year. She was basically forced into it because the moronic Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who really couldn't think her way out of a paper bag, much less developing kind of strategy for example, while she was chairperson of the Obama, largely Obama-supporting Democratic Party, did you know that she, as the party chair, contributed to 1,000 losses of seats in legislatures across the country for the Democrats? That's in state levels, state government, state legislatures, governor seats, congressional seats, Senate seats, and, of course, the presidency. 1,000 seats. They lost 1,000 seats in 8 years. That's just, if your job is to gain seats for your party in those legislatures and you lose 1,000 seats in 8 years, you're terrible at what you do. I'm sorry. I have to be very blunt here. So then they bring in Donna Brazile. And Donna's all, she's very, she was Clinton's shadow, basically, in the administration. Like, they didn't make a move without saying, Donald, what do you think about this? So they installed her as the obvious chairperson replacement Why wouldn't she be? She was able to do sneaky things on behalf of Hillary. She was black and she was female. And they were trying to count on all of those things adding up to a winning hand in the election. Didn't work out so well, but anyway. So, you know, do you remember back during the election when she kept saying, no, I'm a woman of God. I would never cheat. I'm a church going woman, Kelly. She kept calling Megyn Kelly Kelly, like she didn't know her first name or something. Look, Kelly, no, Kelly, I'm a woman of God. I would never cheat. So yesterday, in a rather inauspicious moment of time, on time.com, Donna Brazile outed herself, saying she, in fact, had cheated. In fact, I think I've got part of the quote we can put on the screen. Yes, she was supposed to work closely with both campaigns to make sure that they had their best foot forward, but sending the emails was a mistake I will regret forever. What emails is she sending there? Oh, the ones that she said had the questions in them so that Hillary Clinton knew what the questions were when Hillary Clinton's opponents did not. On behalf of CNN, who she was working for as a contributor at the time, CNN bounced her. She's no longer the head of the Democratic Party. This is a woman in search of something to do with her life. Good luck, Donna Brazile. Cheaters or skeevers in my book, I mean, as far as I can tell. Anyway, so that was big news last night. You know, for a Friday night news dump, it actually was rather significant because all of a sudden, hey, guess what? Yeah, the Democrats were cheating. It was pretty, yeah. I guess all that stuff that we thought was just, you know, Trump's kind of cockamamie imagination, well, it turned out to be kind of factual. So, and he keeps doubling down on the whole wiretapping thing and the surveillance thing. Something's going on there. And he either knows something that no one else knows, or he is playing the best hand of poker he's ever drawn the inside straight on in his life. Because I'm of the opinion at this point, he better just, like, if he's got some proof of something, leak it, help it come out, get it out, however he needs to get it out there, but get it out there, because you've got some of the Congress that's starting to turn away on some of those issues. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're here. So the other big snafu this week, and how delicious was this snafu? Rachel Maddow. Now, I've met Rachel. We've been at conventions before. I've broadcast just steps away from where she was broadcasting. She towered over me. No, I'm kidding. I'm 2 inches taller than her, but she is a very tall person. So anyway, she tweeted this last week that she had the goods. We've got Trump tax returns tonight at 9. Like, cue the scary laugh guy. And they tried to, they did a countdown clock in the corner of MSNBC, you know, only 27 minutes and 17 seconds until Trump's tax returns. And they go through the whole rigmarole, and then they get into her show. And I don't know if somebody told her to do this, but she really, really buries the lead. So she, like, goes all the way through the first segment and then says, well, when we come back, then, you know, I've got the tax returns. And so what exactly did we find out from Ms. Maddow when she did the thing? Let's roll the tape. This is kind of what she told us here.
Is a copy of Donald Trump's tax returns. Mm-hmm. We have his federal tax return for 1 year, for 2005. Uh-huh. I believe this is the only set of the president's federal taxes that reporters have ever gotten a hold of. What we have are these two pages, front and back, from the same 1040 form that you might have filled out when you file your taxes. And in terms of what's on here, let me give you the basics. Aside from the numbers being large, these pages are straightforward. He paid $38 million in taxes. He took a big write-down of $103 million, more on that later. If you add up the lines for income, he made more than $150 million in that year. Mazel tov. We got these pages. We got this document today from a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist.
Stop the tape. So he made $150 million and paid $38 million of it in taxes. Guess that kind of blows Hillary's theory that he was hiding stuff, right? Like, remember in the debate she said, oh, would people be surprised to find out that you paid zero taxes? The Democrats always, they overplay their hand a lot. They like to cue the scary voice guy way too much. And then when there's something actually really scary, then guess what? Everybody's going to say, nope, you already cried, scary voice guy. We've read this fairy tale. It doesn't end good for you because when the actual scary voice guy comes, you've already cried it. So, sorry, there's no more scary voice guy for you. So this was quite a week by any measure for the Democratic Party. And it'll be interesting. I know that Trump's got a lot of pressure. He's got to get a health care bill done. He's got to get tax reform done. He's got to get the wall being built on the southern border. I think he's got some momentum on all three of those, actually, in this next week. We'll talk about that tonight in the Ladies' Lounge with Dr. Gina Loudon. But coming back, I have a story that beats all of these, and I want your opinion on it tonight. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. This is Radio Night Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
Mm-hmm. Hey, looky there. So this week, if you're on the Biz TV, hold that shot there for a second. The artist known as Branco. I love Branco. He is a very funny guy. I actually repost a lot of his stuff, but he put this one up, The Mad Clown Show. This is a cartoon, for those of you listening by way of radio, it's a cartoon of Rachel Maddow, completely bombed. She's got soot all over her face, Trump tax returns, 2005, and then she says, the Russians hacked my story. Which is really the funny part of all of this, because that was the story that they thought they were going to get him on. Aha, we got these tax return. It will show. Hey, you had some sort of dealing with... it's not there. Shoot. I was so hoping that we had something on him. Anyway, so welcome, kids. Good to have you. 888-340-3373. So I played you a little bit of Rachel Maddow's, you know, hey, we did... Whoa, we got him. You know it's bad when fellow liberals are mocking her, right? Like Stephen Colbert did the next night. Right? Didn't Stephen Colbert?
Hold in my hand something very significant. It is a joke. A joke that we have confirmed has been heard by Donald Trump. We believe this is the first time any joke connected to Donald Trump has been released. This is an old joke from before he was president. We've obtained this joke legally. The First Amendment gives us the right to tell this joke. This piece of paper I hold in my hand, the part facing me with the words that you can't see. This is the document with the joke. The joke in question. Why did the chicken... The first word on chickens.
All right, that's enough. But see, that's how bad it was. And it wasn't just Colbert. It was like the other uber liberals at the other networks. Van Jones on CNN, he totally ripped into her. And not surprisingly, she had a little bit of trouble. In fact, I can now report to you that the following night's ratings... for the MSNBC host were significantly smaller. Let's see, by more than 36%, so more than a full third of her entire audience said, I'm out. Peace, chick. We're done. This is over. It was fun while it lasted, but it ain't no fun no more. The drop was even sharper in the key demographic of 25 to 54-year-olds, which fell 54%. Maddow received criticism from every side. Every side. Geraldo Rivera, the O'Reilly Factor, senators, any number of people were coming after. Like I said, the legal analysts at CNN... Just about every... Like, my pet dog did a monologue on... how Rachel Maddow had literally screwed the pooch. And that was a painful subject for him to address, actually. It was a really good week for Democrats. Just, you know, just really, really, really did well. Let's go to line one. George is in New York watching us on Biz TV tonight. Hello, George.
Yeah, is this the world-famous Kevin?
Sure, why not?
All right. You don't know the name Ugly George, so let me briefly explain why this matters, okay? I had the biggest show on cable TV ever in New York City. It was so popular, it was copied and sent everywhere. What it was about, you may have heard some of this before, is me going down the street with my silver suit and backpack, as you saw ripped off in Ghostbusters. That's me, that look. Meeting beautiful young ladies, trying to convince them to come into some dimly lit hallway and take
George, hold on a second. I don't have a whole night. Did you have a comment about either Donna Brazile or Rachel Maddow?
Yeah, the comment is you keep talking about small timers. There are more people watching the internet than what you call lamestream TV. Rachel Maddow has maybe 30,000 viewers. I had 600,000 on the island of Manhattan alone. Okay? So, again, you can analyze all you want about regular
all right.
people. Or people.
Thank you, George.
Think.
Appreciate the call. So much fun. I'm sure some of my New York homies will know who Ugly George is. I don't. I'm sorry, George. And I didn't want to call you ugly because I know you told the call screener to put yourself on my show as Ugly George, but I didn't think it was appropriate to call you ugly. We've never met before. I generally tend to not call people ugly who I've never laid eyes on. However, after having gotten to know you a little bit, if you want me to call you Ugly George from now on, I still won't. 888-340-3373. So I'm not talking about Brazil or Maddow anymore. I did notice one interesting thing in the media throughout this week, and this was kind of weird. Many analysts, even one of my colleagues at Salem, Mike Gallagher, pronounced her name Maddow. And I got to wondering, was that kind of like when George Bush said Saddam? Saddam Hussein instead of Saddam, because like what did we find out, like, she doesn't like to have her name pronounced as, you know, Maddow, but there were a lot of people doing it, and I was like, that's weird, because I don't think it was like all that much of a mystery that she went by Maddow. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Des Moines, Iowa. The world famous Frank is there, and he does not want to be called ugly. He is just the world famous Frank.
Yeah, world famous is good. Hey,
did you have 600,000 viewers on the island of Manhattan, Frank? I'm just wondering.
No.
Okay.
Not unless Gino's got some of his buddies to tune in. Hey, a couple of quick things. I don't know if you caught Rachel. I don't know if you caught Donna Brazile. She was on Comedy Central with Trevor Noah early this week.
No? Was this before the admission?
Pardon?
Was this before her confession?
It was the start of the confession tour.
Oh, she's doing a whole tour of it.
Yeah. See, she came on Trevor Noah and tried to kind of laugh it off with a joke and tore a piece of paper in half and said, well, you have one half of the equation, but you don't have my half. And she was trying to imply that she had given the information to potentially all the candidates. She was trying to be fair to Bernie Sanders and Hillary.
Except she then admitted that sending the emails to Hillary was the biggest mistake of her life. What was the big mistake if it wasn't the wrong thing to do? I always ask that question.
Yeah, then the other thing is, twice now with Van Jones on CNN.
Right.
And now Michael Hayden has come out and basically implied that if Trump got caught up in what they call incidental collection. Now, James Clapper,
which is very likely that he did.
Ago,
yeah.
Well, yes, but James Clapper admitted a long time ago that all the information on all Americans, the haystack is being collected.
Yep.
Now, they have to find the needle in the haystack, but the haystack's being collected. So Hayden is saying that they may have been spying on some Russian ambassadors, and if they happen to have caught Trump in it, oh, well, that was incidental.
Yeah. No, it's true, Frank. This is their approach, and it doesn't impress me at all. But that is exactly probably how we're going to end up having have this play out. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. And thank you, Shreveport, Louisiana, tonight joining us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hey, how are you, Kevin McCullough? Glad you're with us. It's Radio Night Live. We're having a lot of fun. I can't see my camera or the monitor, and I don't know who you are. But if you're listening to me on radio, I don't even know that. But my glasses are missing in action. Don't ask me how I drove here. I'm not going to take any responsibility for that. No, it's just the weirdest thing, because I don't really need them. Need that? Like, my wife even says, you know, you don't even really need those glasses. But I've grown so accustomed to seeing everything in such precise HD. So, like, I have these massive TV screens, which now only cost like $10 at the Rite Aid or the Best Buy. You go to the Rite Aid or the Best Buy, you get a 700-foot wide television for $10. Maybe 8.5 if it's on sale. My point being, they're not quite as expensive as they used to be. So I have one of those in the bedroom, and I have one in the living room, and I love to watch the March Madness in crystal clear. I love to watch the you know, whatever it is that we're watching. You know, the O'Reilly. I want to see the zits on his nose, you know, in crystal HD perfection. So I have these huge, massive. Well, I started noticing a while back that I had to sit closer and closer and closer to the screen in order to be able to see crystal clear. And I didn't like that. So after 43 years of life without ever having to wear anything by way of eyewear, I had to get the glasses. So for those of you that have been watching for weeks, years, you haven't seen me without glasses. This is a shocking and disappointing reality for you tonight. I understand this. And you couple that with my freshly shorn bald head. We're just having all kinds of fun. 888-340-3373. Okay, there's this other story I want to get to tonight. Because I actually think it's going to come off as like this unimportant. People are going to go, oh, why are you talking about that? But there's actually a significant component to it that I wanted to discuss. And it has to do with priorities and science in our life. Recently, the Oxford University Medical Journal did a study, and they found, these researchers in the UK found that getting consecutively good quality sleep over time is as satisfying to the human being as winning the lottery. So I want to ask, if you could have a good night's sleep for the rest of your life or win the lottery, which this is like my running side question for everybody I want to know. Which would you pick and why? If you could be guaranteed you're going to have good night's sleep or win the lottery, because I, even as I was talking to people about it today, they were like, well, what are the conditions? Like, how long do I get to sleep? And when could I have the potential to, you know, run out of money from the lottery and all this? I don't know the questions about all those other things. But if you could win the lottery and you were set, you had all the money you wanted forever, or be guaranteed a good night's sleep, which would you pick? I'm curious. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to Texas and speak with David, who is just joining us for the first time tonight. Hello, David. Welcome. Kevin McCullough. Nice to meet you, sir.
Oh, nice to meet you, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Actually, I am from Fort. I'm a Fort Worth native myself. So whereabouts are you in Texas?
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Are you? Well, born and raised in Houston.
Okay, so you're in the southern. Yeah. You're in the southern portion. Well, we'll still.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm in the southern part.
Texans or Cowboys?
Oilers.
Okay.
Back
now I know
day.
You're an old
back
guy.
Day.
That's right, Earl Campbell, yeah. Thunder thighs. You got it.
Oh, Earl Campbell, Ernest Givens, Warren
Moon, Bum,
Tom Phillips.
Yeah.
Oh hell yeah.
He was good.
Yeah.
All right, David, what's your thought?
Oh yes. My thought was, well, I called him with one topic, but I have another one. You know, the Democrats, they don't have a leg to stand on.
They don't.
No, they don't.
Yeah, and that's why I'm agreeing with you. Yes.
The American people, and when I say American, I'm not talking about Democrats. I'm not talking about Republicans. I'm not talking about liberals. I'm not talking about conservatives. I'm talking about the people that get up at 4, 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, work 10, 12 hours a day, work 6 days a week.
Yep.
Just want to make a better life for themselves. We believed in Donald Trump because the man knows what he's talking about.
Well, and that's why you elected him. That's why people just like that category that you just described came in states that have not voted red in a long time and supported him overwhelmingly. So that's a good point, David. Real quickly, because I want to make sure I find out the most important thing. Lottery or a good night's sleep the rest of your life? Real quick.
lottery.
Okay, thanks.
If I win the lottery.
Thanks for being honest about it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym. Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors. Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
XE.com.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. It's Saturday night, and the house band, the Hot Sardines, always with us. I don't know if the Hot Sardines have played for 600,000 viewers on a given Saturday night, but you know, we're doing our best here, Ugly George. I'm saying, you know, whatever. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. So, just a fun side of this, we can still talk about Maddow and Mad Cow and Brazil and all the other stuff. And coming up, Gina Loudon in the Ladies Lounge tonight. I know you like Lady Gina because she's always been one of your favorites. And she I haven't invited her to be on in such a long time. She almost forgot. that that she has done this. So I was like, you know, hey, it's the ladies' lounge. And she's like, oh, I love that. On the old version, see, I used to do a late-night radio show in New York. And on the late-night radio show, I would actually serve virtual cocktails to the ladies that were in the ladies' lounge. So it was that actual, like, they'd place an order. And I'm a fairly good mixologist, so we'd be able to, you know, whip it up for them. I keep remembering the, who was it that kept ordering the Shirley Temples all the time? I was like, you know, that's not an actual drink, right? It's just, okay. That wasn't Dr. Gina. But if you've never joined us, Dr. Gina Loudon is a twice pedigreed psychologist. So I cannot wait to ask her about all the mess that's got to be in Rachel Maddow's head. Like, if she walked through her door and was like, I'm coming for treatment, like, where do you begin? And maybe Donna Brazile, too, because if there's anything we've learned about pathological liars is that they tend to never really give it up. So, but, you know, in the Clinton culture, pathological lying was accepted. And Owen, well, let's go to Walt first. Walt's in Philadelphia tonight. Hey, Walt, line two.
Hi, Kevin.
So you had a thought. You called in and you told Owen that pathological liars, you know, or Democrats in general, we shouldn't be surprised by this behavior, is what you said.
Well, naturally, Kevin. I mean, if their consciences aren't bothered by things like partial birth abortion, I mean, why should they be worried? You know, I mean, why should they be concerned about the cheating on a debate? I mean, that's just child's play compared to some of the other moral issues we should be concerned about.
Absolutely. No, I really agree with you on that because, and I said this to my bride on last night. I said, if you're past the point where in the partial birth procedure, you deliver the child 2 inches from birth, and then you stick a fork or a scissor or a knife up the back of the skull into the brain, and you crush the brain, and then they vacuum out the brain so that the head is not any further problem to the delivery, and then they basically deliver the torso whole so they can chop up all the parts and send them off to the tissue banks and make all the money that they make off of that. And so you're talking about a fairly gruesome procedure, and that's the party that votes to keep that stuff legal. So to your point, if your conscience is not bothered by the dismembering of children, there is really nothing left as far as a moral conscience. In from what I can tell, like, I wouldn't let my kids walk down the sidewalk with you, much less babysit them, if that's what you held to.
That's right, Kevin.
All right, Walt. Thanks. It's always good to hear from you. Thanks. Let's stay in Philadelphia because Tom is there. Tom, thanks for being here. What's your thought?
Concerning the study, it's another one of those silly studies. I've been in chemistry for 40-plus years, and I've seen good studies, and I've seen really dumb studies that, you know, just imagine the people who are sleeping, you're asking the question, well, would you like to be rich? And then the people who have money from the lottery saying, well, are you getting enough sleep? How do they get to the final end product?
Well, and the Oxford findings are online, and I could go into the geek talk of the study stuff. I didn't find that nearly as compelling as the question. If you as a moral being had the choice to choose between unlimited riches or unlimited quality sleep, which would you prefer? And so far, we're running dead even here. We've had one person say sleep and one person say lottery so far. What do you say, good Tom?
I would say that they're totally irrelevant. How do you ask a sleep person?
Tom, you have to pick one, or I'm going to come to your house and burn it down. Pick one now. Your life depends on it. What do you take, riches or sleep?
Oh, well, I already got rich from the chemistry angle, so.
Okay.
And I'm sleeping well at night.
Then, my friend, you have nothing to long for. I can see why you think it's silly. Tom, thanks for the call. You're a good sport. Appreciate you being here. Yeah, so this study was published in Oxford's medical journal, Oxford University's medical journal, and it was just amazing that the scientists, they've long known that good night's sleep is actually one of the most, it's one of the healthiest things you can do for your life, period. But what they found in this situation was it really ranked much higher than they thought in terms of how people would respond. People with sleep issues are, for instance, at greater risk of developing depression, obesity, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cardiovascular disease, directly and indirectly contributing to higher risks of mortality. So the overall lesson, that if you get better sleep, you live better, you live longer. And there's a number of studies that have cited that. It's one of the reasons, by the way, that I am so proud to be associated with Mike Lindell and the MyPillow people. Because as scientific as this study is in Oxford University, even more scientifically, the MyPillow guarantees you that you're going to get the best sleep of your life every single night for the rest of your life. I've been using one for 2.5 years. I was a cynic. I brought it home. I was like, this is not going to work. How can this possibly even begin to offer me what they're saying? And I tried it the first night, and I went into the deepest REM cycle I'd ever had in my entire life. And I have to this is just personal witness. I have told every person in my sphere of influence, my staff, the people that work on this show, people that work at my daytime stations, everywhere that I've been, I have told them, if I hear of somebody that's having sleep problems, the first thing I do is send them a MyPillow. Because it begins to fix the problems almost immediately. Every one of my children, everyone in my house uses one. Every one of my extended family uses them. 800-506-2641. Try them tonight. You're going to get to try them 60 days money back guarantee, no questions asked. They will then guarantee the pillow never to fail for 10 years. And if you order tonight and you use my phone number, they're going to also give you free shipping. It's 50% off the total price plus free shipping. 800-506-2641. You're going to get two pillows, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. I never leave the house without a go-anywhere when I'm taking a trip. 800-506-2641. 800-506-2641.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
So I'm glad to have you with us, Kevin McCullough. Glad to be here. That's a live shot of New York City. I could barely make it out on the screen in front of me. If you're watching on Biz TV, if you're listening by way of radio, what's the live shot? Well, it's what we come back from the break on the TV side with. This is a unique broadcast in America, because when the radio trades write about it, they call it a supercast, because it's in so many television homes across the country, and then we're on so many radio stations across the country. So it's like we're the most syndicated radio show in the weekend in the country, but we've also got, I don't know, 44 or 66 million TV households that have access to it. So that's not how many people are watching. I never said that. There are people, you said there's 66 million people watching. I didn't say that. But it's kind of cool to have the access in places like Shreveport, Louisiana tonight, where we're very excited and pleased to be welcoming the good people of Shreveport on KBXS-TV, Channel 14. They've got the nice, big, clear HD signal there, and we're beaming into Cajun and Tigers and Swamp Country. Oh, my. That's Louisiana. Crawfish. Crayfish or crawfish? If you're watching in Louisiana and you would like to correct me on what it is. Is it crawfish or crayfish? The little things that look like miniature lobsters that you eat that are in the muddy creek beds down there. By the way, I love them. Some spicy crawfish or crayfish in like a really spicy sauce with a little cheese over some pasta. Ooh, that's good. It's good. It's good. Okay, so there's this one other topic, and I'm going to roll this in here, and then if we get some calls on it in the second hour, that's fine. Gina Loudon's going to be with us at the top of the hour. So today the staff is all, as we do every Saturday, texting back and forth, you know, what's going to be on. And young man Ivan, who somehow is not working tonight, he's the boss, so he thinks he doesn't have to do anything, came in and fixed one of our computers, and then he sent a notice to everybody and said, oh, so by the way, the automation computer's all fixed, blah, 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 and it's ready to go. And then Owen, our resident Jamaican on staff, Owen, come in here. Come in here and walk behind me so that the camera sees you. My good buddy Owen responds to Mr. Ivan. See, you can't see him. This is part of the problem. Step into the light, son. Don't make rabbit ears over me.
No.
Okay. Oh, you're giving me the thumbs up. So Mr. Owen does that. He does a thumbs up in the emoji. But he didn't do the default yellow thumbs up in the emoji things. Have you noticed how everybody's thumb in the emoji is yellow? And their face is yellow. Everything's always yellow. But in the emoji creators, they're like all... You can go back now.
Thank you.
Go screen the calls. But in the emoji creator, they have all of these different gradients of colors now. So you've got the uber black thumb. See, here it is. And you've got the somewhat darker brown thumb, and then the lighter brown thumb, and then you've got the light tan thumb, and then you've got the peach thumb. But you don't have the pasty white thumb, which is what I would need if they did. But when we come back, I've never seen people use the gradient that matches.
Have you ever wanted
a shortcut
to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously
grow your business?
Whether it's a new business,
a part-time income,
or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success
for free.
Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
2641-1800.